Dead in Hip Hop, man, we try to take over the world. So we got a partnership with All Def Digital to bring you guys these iconic album reviews. Not classic. That's for the Patreons. But we got the iconic album reviews for All Def Digital, man. Here goes another one, Outkast AT Aliens.
You know what lied cracked me up that I never really put two and two together before? Was when he said putting the South on the map was like Little Rock to Bangin'. Did anybody else see that documentary Bangin' in Little Rock?
Yeah, I never thought of that until the other day.
Until you just said it.
I watched that
documentary several times.
Bro, so did we. Like when that thing came out. Because that was the first time I ever saw Stacking. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The dude was in the living room, one dude was freestyle, the other dude was in the back like this.
Yeah.
I mean, unlike you, right? Yeah, I liked it from the beginning because it kind of gave me like a, at that time, like a Southern Tribe Called Quest vibe.
Yeah, if you like Tribe, yeah.
So when I first heard this, I'm like, oh shit, this on some Southern fucking Tribe Called Quest shit. So I was loving it. I'm like, I'm glad they're taking this going a different direction.
So you didn't miss like the Southern playlist? Like you weren't itching for that sound just a little bit? Or maybe you didn't like Southern playlists like that? Oh, okay, you did.
Okay.
You like, wait, no, I just want to make sure. What you saying? What is you saying around here?
Do you think that Outkast set the standard for the South?
What do you mean?
Standard as what?
Like, it's
this album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in terms of lyrics, beats, you, no? Okay.
I was more or less with Rod in terms of like my first experience listening to this. And I came home from college, bought it, and I would come home from college, I would just sit down when I bought the music, just sit down, put on headphones. And just listen to the music. And I'll never forget putting this on and I'm like,
what
the fuck am I listening to? And that's in a slightly negative way because I'm like, Rod, I'm like, where the fuck is this Southern playlist shit? Like, that's the shit I wanted. Like, what the hell is this shit?
Right.
And then you go all the way through it. And then when it got to 13,
growing old,
and it was so heavy and mellow. And I'm up the headphones. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Right. Extraterrestrial?
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? What happened to Outkast? It was so different from their first album. And if you think about it, extremely risky to completely change your sound from something that worked.
Sound and look. I thought it was risky for I'm like, this dude is crazy. What the hell wrong with him?
Yep.
This was almost like 1996's version of like experimental rap. Because if you put this on, like
as far as mainstream,
the way they were rapping and the beats that they were rapping over, like that's some shit that I hear somebody doing now. Had this not come out,
right?
That's some shit I hear somebody now coming out with, and people being like, "Damn, that's crazy. That's some other world shit."
Yeah.
And at the time, it's like, I don't think any of us really processed that. But I went back and listened to this just as a refresher before this. And I was just like, damn, this really sounds like some indie experimental rap, but just done with some dudes with Southern draw.
And I was going to ask that too when we came in. Do you think it was ahead of its time?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that makes it iconic, right? Because it's ahead of its time.
Because
you
got to think like, oh, no, go ahead.
Go ahead, no, go ahead.
Well, when you think about it, nobody was really doing, not that I can remember, except for like Main Source. Nobody was really doing like spacey themed rap. And like when you get to like, well, that's the only thing I can think of besides
Breaking Adam when they did Breaking Adam.
Yeah, but like when you get to a song like Extraterrestrial.